with information on the latest developments in assistive technology and initiatives, from the studios of 2RPH in Sydney, RPH Australia brings you AbleQuest. I'm Barbara Sullivan. You will have noticed a new $5 note in circulation recently, with a clear plastic strip in the middle for security reasons and colourful Australian motifs. But not many of you may have noticed a small dot on either side of the note. And who would have thought that a young teenager who was born blind would have the influence to change the thinking of the Reserve Bank of Australia, who issues the notes? We wanted to find out more about this story and the Sydney teenager, Connor McLeod, who has campaigned vigorously to have accessible features incorporated in Australian paper currency. So Marnie Roper spoke with Bruce Maguire, the lead policy advisor at Vision Australia, which supported Connor in his campaign. Bruce also discusses the fact that advances in banking technology sometimes are a backward step for people who are blind or vision impaired. For example, the new rollout of touchscreens in ATMs and EFTPOS terminals. To quote Bruce from an article he wrote in May 2016 for Global Accessibility Awareness Day, "As a blind kid, I never imagined technology would one day threaten to throttle my participation in the world." He says Vision Australia is working with the banks to come up with accessible solutions. But let's hear what Bruce has to say.
Good afternoon, Bruce. Thank you for joining us on AbleQuest. Now, you're a policy advisor for Vision Australia. What does that entail?
Good afternoon, Marnie, and it's great to be on the program. As Vision Australia's lead policy advisor, I have a number of roles. My first one is to develop Vision Australia's public policy positions on matters that are of importance to the blindness and low vision community, things like education, employment, accessible information, and a range of other things, including currency, which is one of the most relevant for our interview this afternoon. As well as developing our policy positions, I also respond to government inquiries and other kinds of consultations, and I represent Vision Australia on various committees that are set up both by government and other organisations. So I'm kept pretty busy.
There is an exciting initiative Vision Australia has been a part of, and that's the introduction of this new $5 note released recently by the Reserve Bank. Now, this was set in motion by a tenacious, blind 15-year-old boy, Connor McLeod. Can you share the story with us?
Yes, I'd be happy to do that. Connor was, I think, 12 or 13 when he started this campaign. And one of the things young people often ask questions like, why not? And Connor was said, well, why can't I identify Australian banknotes like the rest of my school friends can? Why can't I just pick up a $5 note or a $10 note and instantly know what it is without having to use plastic gauges and all sorts of other methods? At the time, he didn't realise it was going to be quite as complex or as long a campaign as it turned out to be. But he was determined that this should be addressed and that he and other blind people in Australia should be able to identify currency by touch and accurately and instantly in the same way that the rest of the community can. So he set up a change.org petition, and that petition got 57,000 signatories from people who agreed that, in fact, yes, our currency should be universally accessible. And the campaign, as well as the change.org petition, also included approaches to politicians. There was quite a lot of media interest in the campaign. He ended up lodging a disability discrimination complaint against the Reserve Bank, and Vision Australia, at his request, became a part of that complaint. And the end result was that the Reserve Bank realised that this was a significant issue for the blindness and low vision community. And as it so happened, the technology for producing durable tactile features on banknotes had recently become available and was being used in Canada. So the Reserve Bank was very happy in the end to be able to meet Connor's and other requests from people who are blind or have low vision to make our next generation of currency fully accessible.
What a wonderful story. Now, how does this new $5 note differ so that it aids people with vision impairment? Can you describe it for us?
The new $5 note has a number of general differences, particularly around the security features of the note. It's much more difficult to counterfeit the new $5 note and in time the other new notes than it is with the current generation of notes. But for the blindness and low vision community, the important thing is that the new $5 note has a large dot on each edge of one side of the note. And the dot is a single large dot. I liken it to the size of one of those chocolate sprinkles or one of those, you know, hundreds and thousands that, when I was a kid anyway, we used to sprinkle on bread at bread and butter at birthday parties.
Yes.
I don't know whether they still do that, but it's about that size anyway. And it's a single dot on each edge of one side of the note. So when you pick up the $5 note, it's pretty obvious fairly quickly whether the dot is there or not, and you can pretty quickly tell that it's a $5 note if you come across one of these dots.
Now, there's always been features on notes which help people with vision impairment. Are they still on the new note?
Yes, indeed, they are. Things like good contrast, large, bold numerals are on the current banknotes, and they're carried across to the new banknotes. So, in fact, the new banknotes have the best of everything and are kind of universally accessible to anyone in Australia.
And it's the same size as the old $5 note?
I believe it's exactly the same size. That means that the notes differ in length but are all the same width.
And before this innovation, how did you differentiate notes?
Well, there have always been ways that people who are blind or have low vision have used, going back to 1966 when decimal currency was first introduced into Australia. I was a kid at the time and I got a plastic rectangular gauge and it had large raised numerals, and you put one of the notes along this gauge and you read the numeral where the note came up to. In those days, the first generation of decimal banknotes had different lengths, but they also had different widths. And so there was another gauge that some of us used which took advantage of the fact that the notes were different widths. In the 1980s, the current generation of polymer banknotes was introduced, and they're all the same width, but they differ in length. So there was a device called a cash test that was developed, and it essentially is like a hinged template, and you kind of slide a note between the two hinged plates and fold the note over the top. And again, you can use the braille and numerals on the side of these plates to tell what note you've put into it. It's quite easy, but it is a bit time-consuming and not entirely accurate, particularly as the notes wear with use, they kind of get crumpled, and so you've got to be very careful when you put the notes into one of these things that doesn't get folded over. The other way that many people use is to put the notes in their wallet in a particular order or fold them in a particular way, but of course that requires that you know what they are in the first place, and the problem comes when you're in a shop and you're kind of given a whole bunch of change and you then have the job of figuring out what notes you've been given. So it's been manageable but not ideal.
So you're relying totally on people's sort of honesty and help.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now, I read that Brazil, Thailand, Malawi, Bahrain and China all have banknotes with embossed braille.
And many other countries as well. Yeah. The thing with almost all of the tactile features on those currencies is that they wear out with time. I remember going to the Netherlands in 1983 and someone gave me a banknote and said, this has got braille on it. And I couldn't find the braille. And it turns out it was a fairly old note and the braille had just worn away, so it was just impossible to feel them. And that's been a limitation of the technology that is used to print banknotes and also to put tactile features on them. So I've seen quite a few of these notes from other countries that have tactile features, and there's very few of them that stand up to the kind of wear that banknotes typically get.
And the technology that Australia's using hopefully will pass the test.
We hope so and we believe so, because it's been used in Canada for a number of years, and it basically means that the tactile feature, the dot in this case, is kind of built into the structure of the note itself. So it's not something that's added on to the note or printed onto it after the note has been made, if you like. The notes consist of a number of layers of polymer, and the dot, the tactile feature, is built into all of those layers. So the hope is, and certainly the experience from Canada, is that the feature doesn't degrade over time, so that the dot on the $5 note will last as long as the $5 note does.
And any word on when the Reserve Bank will produce other notes with a tactile feature?
Well, we certainly have been given a guarantee by the Reserve Bank that the other notes, the $10, $20, $50 and $100, will certainly have tactile features, and they will have a different number of dots. So the $10 note will have two dots on each edge rather than one dot for the $5 note. We don't have an exact time frame. We think that the $10 note will probably come out sometime next year or the year after that.
Now, you also have problems getting the cash out of ATMs, which is just a normal procedure for a lot of people, and touchscreens are basically inaccessible to people with vision impairment. I believe some terminals have headphone jacks. How does that work?
Many of the current generation of ATMs, which have physical keys, do have headphone jacks because they're what we call audio enabled. So when you plug the headphones into the jack, the machine will start speaking and guide you through the process of withdrawing or depositing or transferring money. And there are a very large number of those machines in Australia beginning in the late 90s, early to 2000s. The major banks have been gradually expanding their network of audio enabled ATMs. Because technology is developing very quickly, not only in the banking industry, but in the world in general. But in the banking industry, touchscreens are starting to replace the physical keypads with buttons that you press on a range of banking-related devices. And touchscreen ATMs are kind of not far away if we don't have them already. And it is really important that the banks recognise that customers who are blind or have low vision will need to use ATMs. It is very important that banks are aware of this, and we certainly as an organisation do advocacy with the banks and work with the banks to make sure that they are fully aware and take the necessary steps to include accessibility in their new technologies.
Now, a slightly different problem is knowing which way to put the card in, and I believe that ANZ is the first bank to tackle this problem. What have they done with the new cards?
Well, they have developed a card with two dots on one end, and so the two dots are at the end that you insert into the ATM machine or the FPOS terminal, and that will make it a bit easier for people who are blind or have low vision to orient the card. Of course, it won't by itself address the issue of knowing which card you've got, whether it's your MasterCard or your Visa card or your debit card or your Medicare card or some other card. So there's still some way to go before we, as people who are blind or have low vision, have the same ease of use of cards as the rest of the community does.
Yes, quite. And what prompted them to come up with this innovation? Did Vision Australia play a part?
Well, Vision Australia worked with ANZ by arranging some client focus groups so that ANZ could discuss a range of options and get feedback from clients. And it's good that the banks, the major banks anyway, see us as an organisation who can assist with the development of accessible solutions for their banking products and services.
So you're hoping the other banks will follow suit?
We certainly are, and we do work with the other banks on various initiatives, so it'll be very interesting to see how this ANZ feature works in practice as the cards are rolled out.
Bruce, this has been really interesting and really enlightening on problems for people with vision impairment in just what would be day-to-day activities for a lot of the population.
Well, it's been great to be with you, Marnie, and look forward to being on your program again at some point in the future.
You have just been listening to AbleQuest, a program that looks at developments in assistive technology and initiatives. From Barbara Sullivan and Marnie Roper, thank you for listening, and goodbye till next program.